And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. We found out last week that President Trump never actually flew out of Turkey on Air Force One after July's NATO summit. There was a specific Iranian threat against the plane, reportedly a shoulder-fired missile. So the Secret Service hid the president inside an airport catering truck, loaded him onto a smaller military jet, and sent Air Force One up as a decoy with reporters and staff still on board. Trump confirmed it with a shrug, saying he gets a lot of threats. Now, that same crowd that spent 4 years telling all of us that Joe Biden was as sharp as a tack is beside itself that the White House misled the press about which plane the president was sitting in. Also, that same day, Trump signed an executive order rewriting the childhood vaccine schedule. The government now recommends 11 core shots instead of 17, and six vaccines came off the universal list, including COVID, flu, and both hepatitis shots. Those moved to what the White House calls shared decision-making between parent and doctor. The order also asked drug makers to split the combined measles, mumps, and rubella shots into three separate shots at three separate visits. The American Medical Association called it a risk to children's health. The order doesn't ban a single vaccination. It hands the decision back to the mother and father in the exam room, which is exactly what has some people upset. Maryland is spending its health dollars in the other direction, growing the state's supply of abortionists. The University of Maryland in Baltimore is offering nurses, midwives, and doctors a $4,000 stipend to finish a six-week fellowship in abortion, covering the pill and hands-on simulation. It runs on state health department money, part of roughly $15 million Governor Wes Moore has steered toward abortion training. The application asks for your pronouns and gives priority, ironically enough, to clinicians in pediatric care. For all that money, the program finished training 17 clinicians in 2024, and there's not one box on that form for the doctor who wants to learn how to keep a baby alive. And finally today, Joint Base Charleston in South Carolina is now Joint Base Lindsey Graham. The senator died July 11th at the age of 71 after 33 years in the Air Force and 3 decades in Congress spent looking after that base. It's home to the country's biggest fleet of C-17 cargo jets, and the Secretary of War said those planes will now carry Graham's name on the tail. Whatever you thought of his politics, and conservatives had plenty of thoughts, the man loved the uniform that he wore, and his death should also be a reminder to every single one of us that our lives are a vapor. Here in the morning, gone by the evening, and worth using well. And that's been today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.